You stare at the closed door standing between you and the love of your life. Sweat glistens across your forehead. You're trembling with emotion, anxiety, excitement, a mix of both. Your breath is coming quick. Your heart thuds so loud you swear it's echoing off the walls. She's just a couple feet away, feeling just as nervous as you are. The doors swing open. Finally, for the first time, you see her, the love of your life, the woman you're going to marry. And she's nothing like what you pictured in your head. It's to be expected though, right? You've only known her for a week. The views expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily align with Kentucky Wesleyan College or WKWC Panther Radio.
Hello, welcome back. Let's talk hot takes. Today you're here with Daylen.
And Chanel.
And Chanel, what are we talking about today?
You know, actually, I have a question for you, Daylen.
Please, ask me.
How do you feel about dating shows?
I think they're crazy.
Do you watch them often?
No, I don't watch them often, but I see clips of them quite often, and they're so dramatic and drama-filled, and I could see why people like them.
Yeah, I have to say, I am a Love Island enjoyer. Mm. I can't get enough of the accents.
Okay.
But I think that's the only, like, dating show that I really watch and, like, am invested in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But recently, there's a specific dating show that has been going a little viral recently.
Yes.
Love is Blind.
Yes.
Have you heard of this?
Yes, I have.
Oh my gosh. Love is Blind. It's exactly what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. It's just love, but blind. In the sense that these people have no idea who they're going to be getting with until after they literally have proposed to them. Like, it's only after they're engaged do they get to see who they've quote-unquote fallen in love with.
Let me tell you, I feel like this show is so crazy just due to the fact of, like, the day and age that we live in, right? All of our preconceptions of somebody, I feel like, is based off of what they look like and their kind of outer shell of themselves, you know? So this show, I feel like the concept of it is really wild.
Yeah.
in 2024 specifically. Because how many seasons does it have?
I think it's on its sixth season in the US version at least, but there's been a lot of, like, different countries have picked up this one. There's, like, one in Japan. There's one in freaking everywhere, okay? Everywhere.
Dang. And I could see it, like, back a couple of years, I could see that being, like, oh, that makes a little bit of sense. But now, people judge people from what they look like, and I think it's kind of cool and crazy that they're doing a show where you're already engaged. Like, what?
Yeah, and when I tell you, like, the details, I'm going to break down how this show functions. Mm. And when I explain it to you, you're going to be even more flabbergasted. And I like to think I'm not that shallow, but I do genuinely believe if there's not a physical attraction,
yeah,
at some point, like, I think you can find somebody and don't think they're attractive and then eventually grow to find them really attractive. But if you don't find somebody attractive, I really do not see a long-term romantic relationship being sustainable,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's why this show is so crazy to me, but it gets crazier. So let me
tell
you.
There's
more? Yeah, let me tell you about how exactly Love is Blind works as a show, right? Because it's really interesting. So you have 15 men and 15 women, and they're all separated by gender, and they date each other through a wall, basically, right?
Oh, they date each other?
Yeah, they date each other.
What's the time span on that?
I want you to guess, actually.
I'm going to go with, like, I really want to say 2 weeks, but I bet it's way less than that. I feel like it's probably, like, a couple of days.
So you have to be engaged within 10 days.
Oh, my mark was pretty freaking
10
close.
10 days. And people, you can get engaged earlier than that, though.
Oh, if so, you be liking how they sound?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
They can only hear each other. Yeah, they can only hear each other. They can only hear each other's voices. And they're in these things that they call pods. And they're just soundproof rooms. Yeah. And that's how they build a connection. They talk to each other for hours and hours without having any idea of what each other look like or ever touching each other. It's solely based off their conversations, right? And they're allowed to describe how they look, but obviously they don't have any genuine idea of how they look.
Okay, so, know? Like, let's say somebody's describing how they look, right? And
yeah,
the other person is like, no, I'm actually not into brunettes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can they just, like, peace out and leave?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, but that does completely defeat
the whole
point.
Purpose. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah. I find it really silly. I feel like, why go on Love is Blind if you're going to describe how you look?
Yeah, but that is kind of cheating, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Technically it's allowed, though, but I think it's weird. So the men and the women, they have their own separate facilities, and they kind of say it's similar to like a frat or sorority house, the way it's set up, and they have no phones, no connection to the outside world. They don't even have Wi-Fi in their little facilities, right? And they sleep in these trailers. And here's a crazy thing that has a little bit of controversy. Usually they only get like 4 hours of sleep a day.
Four?
Yeah.
You're supposed to get eight.
Yeah.
They're missing a whole 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's even crazier because usually they're like drinking a lot of alcohol, so they're they're like drunk and like sleep deprived.
God, that is so bad for you.
Yeah, making these like connections about to get married to people. A little bit crazy, right?
What?
So the couples, they can visit each other in the pods whenever they want, for however long they want.
Oh.
I think season one, the longest session they had was almost 5 hours long, and it was only cut short because of a bathroom break. So, but when you think about it, like, they have nothing better to do than to talk to each other.
I mean, yeah, and I guess you need to get to know that person because you're actually going to get married to them.
Yeah.
So you better know at least a little bit of background about them if you can't see them, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. So they're spending hours upon hours just...
And is this part within the show?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
This is like... So they kind of separated it into three portions.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be like... the first like phase of their relationship is getting to know each other in the pods. And it's really interesting the way they do it because they have like dates and stuff in the pods, and they try to recreate like whatever their dream date is. And they're like, they can bring in like instruments to play instruments. They have the producers bring in specific foods so they can emulate their perfect first date, that kind of
stuff.
That
is so weird.
Yeah, and it's
the
all
idea behind that is just so odd to me.
And obviously, the craziest part about it all is like, in order to meet each other, you have to get engaged. So literally, with a wall separating you, somebody will get down on one knee and say, "Will you marry me?" And then the voice on the other side will be like, "Yes."
Does the girl at least get to pick what her ring looks like?
I don't think so.
No. No, she
can't even see his face. But
that's
I will
true.
Say, sometimes they give each other gifts, and they could be really, like, nice gifts, which is, like, cute, I guess.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, you get engaged before you meet each other in person. And then once you're engaged, you go to, like, the second phase of the experiment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you meet each other for the first time. That could go really well, really bad. And then you go to like a beach resort or an exotic vacation. And this is like your honeymoon kind of thing. And this is where you test your physical connection. This is where a lot of people start to fall apart.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And then in the third phase, they move in with each other in a neutral ground home. So they leave their little vacation place and they go to a neutral ground provided by the producers. So nobody moves in with the other person
For real.
Yeah, like nobody's going to the other person's house and staying with them there. They're provided a new apartment space where they lived while they planned the wedding.
Got you.
And then the wedding happens, and that's where they make the final decision at the altar. They say, "I do or I don't."
That is crazy. Okay. In my brain, I'm thinking that these people have to have been single for such a long time and could not. Unless this is just like what they wanted to do with their lives. But like,
yeah.
I feel like it's got to be people that like struggle to get into a relationship. And so they're like, "I'm going to do this show because this person has to marry me."
I don't know if I would say they have a really wide variety of contestants. Like one of the girls we're going to talk about today, she was married to her like high school sweetheart for like, I want to say 5 years. So a lot of people do have that experience. But I think the producers, what they're looking for specifically is people that want a long-term relationship.
I got you.
Obviously, because you have to marry them. But
right.
they go out of their way to find somebody who is willing to commit and
right.
actually, like, get married.
Right, right.
Nothing like something casual, nothing like that.
Right.
So that could be somebody who's like, "This is my only chance."
I mean, yeah.
But today we're talking about season 6 of the show because it's garnered some attention. But before we get into what's really been... getting the public all
riled up.
Yeah. To put perspective of how crazy this season is, I just want to tell you about a couple of things that have been going on, right? Just
tell
to get
me,
an idea.
I'm excited to hear.
So there's this one contestant, right? His name is Clay. And this kind of ties right into the whole, well, what if you don't like the way they look?
Right.
So he makes it very clear that he wants a, quote, petite woman.
Oh.
And he goes on about like his physical deal breakers. He's like, she needs to have a big butt. nice lips. She needs to be small. All that stuff, right?
Homie is asking for a lot to be on a show mm-hmm. where you don't see the person that you're going to
yeah.
be with.
I'm like,
And that's what I was about to ask you is, do these producers typically pick more attractive looking people, or do they just find random people and just kind of like stick them in there? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying they're like picking ugly people. Like, that is not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying, like, do they pick specifically attractive people, like bodybuilder type people, or are they just picking, you know, random people off the street?
I would say I don't personally find any of the contestants attractive. Some of them I do find like, oh, they're nice. They're mm-hmm. like, they're aesthetically pleasing. I will say, and this is like an issue with dating shows in general.
Right.
They don't really stray from like conventional beauty. Mm. It's always going to be like thin and like straight, normal looking people,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see a lot of variety in body types. And honestly, I don't really see a lot of variety in race.
And that's kind of what I was getting at was yeah. like, you know, these are like the typical people that you will see on dating shows like this. Like, if you look at The Bachelor, mm-hmm. all of these women are
pretty gorgeous.
Yeah, they're pretty much like all the same type yeah. of woman, just like tweaked a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So okay, this is, I'm starting to understand what's going on here.
And like, just speaking about like The Bachelor, I feel like looking at The Bachelor and the women that they had in season one versus the season they had most recently, you can definitely see a shift in the kind of women and the kind of contestants in general that they put on the show. They definitely do fit a certain standard. And I see it even in Love Island, which I love to death, but it's like, it's only the most beautiful people.
Right.
I would say Love is Blind is less on that like exceptional beauty kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's more people that I would see on the street on a normal day.
Right.
But I do think that is an issue with dating shows in general, is the lack of a diversity and inclusivity in the contestants themselves.
Right.
But yeah, this guy, Clay, he's like, I want a small, petite woman. I just want a little baby, you know?
Okay, Clay.
And
we see what kind of person you are.
Yeah, he gets engaged to a girl called AD, and she's very, very pretty, and she seems to fit his standards.
Oh, well, but that's so great for Clay.
Really lucky him, right?
Yeah.
And I'll say, Clay, he's very much conventionally attractive.
Okay.
And I don't know, I'm like, I'm really glad that he ended up liking AD physically. And I think he had like a little arc where he's like, no, it doesn't matter what she looks like.
Okay, whatever.
But I don't
Clay.
Know if I really believe that.
Yeah.
But yeah, listen to this out-of-pocket thing he said though. He goes, yeah, I wouldn't ever let my girlfriend or wife gain weight.
Oh,
even if she was pregnant.
Oh, what? How does that make any sense?
He said, quote, I wouldn't even let you get out of shape. I'd be like, AD, get in that mother effing gym.
Hold on. I need to. Nope. I got to look up what Clay looks like, because we no, we're not doing that. Because I, even if she's pregnant, bro, that's how yeah. that's how babies are made.
You have to. Yeah. And I was like, that is just the craziest thing that a man could say. Well, no, not the craziest, but definitely one of the crazy things a man would say. And I have to say, he is definitely conventionally attractive. I don't personally find him that attractive, but like, you know,
bro, he doesn't even look like the type of person to say that. That's
oh,
why
you'd be surprised.
Well,
yeah, but he said that and I was like, oh,
dang, that's crazy, bro. That no. That doesn't make any sense.
That's your man.
Wow. They're married together forever.
Yay.
Linda and Heather. That surprised me.
Yeah. And then, of course, as with all dating shows, there's a bunch of love triangles.
Ooh.
And there's this one love triangle between contestants Jeremy, Sarah Ann, and Laura, right? Jeremy and Laura end up together. But once they return back home after they've gone engaged and seen each other and went to their little vacation honeymoon, right? Laura catches Jeremy in this very elaborate lie. And this just went viral like a couple days ago.
Oh.
So, right, she's like drilling him because he left at like 10:45 at night, right? And didn't get back till 5 in the morning.
Oh, I saw this clip.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this clip. She was grilling him.
Yeah.
And oh, my God.
She's like grilling him, and she lets him dig himself into this story.
Yes.
He's like, well, you have my location. Like, you can
yes,
see it, blah,
he
blah,
just
blah.
Started making things up and was just like, he was dead set that he didn't do it. And he was just like, no, I wouldn't do that. Why are you even saying that? And I'm like, okay, all right. Yeah. All right, we're pulling the typical gaslighting card right here.
And I feel like you can tell somebody's lying when they have like very explicit details. He's
yes.
like, well, then we went here and then we went here and then she hugged me and said, well, then this and blah, blah, blah. But eventually she catches him in his lie. And he's like,
Slay queen.
Yeah, like I stayed behind talking to Sarah Ann, which was the other girl in the love triangle.
Right.
He's like, yeah, but we were just in the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
Which, in the parking lot behind a bar, even that sounds just atrocious in and of itself.
Yep.
But Laura's like, you were hanging out in the parking lot of Lost and Found until 5 something in the morning.
Bro.
That's what Laura says, right? And then Jeremy goes, he's like, well, I'm not denying anything. She says, you're denying leaving the bar.
Ooh.
Jeremy's like, he's trying to shut it down. He's like, oh. But then she's like, well, guess what? I did check your location, and you were north of Uptown, which is where Sarah Ann lives.
Oh, Lord.
Don't share your location with me if you don't want me to check it. Caught him in the lie.
True.
Caught him in the lie. And I don't know if they've broken up, but that scene ended with him or with her saying, yeah, I'm done. This is done.
Let me tell you. You know, I'm not even going to get into it. Oh, wait. That's crazy. That's so crazy.
Yeah. But that's just to give you a little bit of context of what's going on in this show, right?
Love it.
But let's talk about the couple that has really been going viral, and that will be Jimmy and Chelsea.
So Tell me.
Chelsea was in a love triangle with two guys. Jimmy.
What is up with these love triangles?
It's a dating show, Daylan.
I understand that,
that's
but like...
That is the nature of a dating show.
I'm so confused. Are you trying to get married to this person? Or are you trying to do something else? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. They're exploring their options and they're really torn up. But yeah, Chelsea, love triangle with Jimmy and Trevor. And I honestly thought Chelsea and Trevor were going to be endgame because they seemed to have a really good conversation and good connection. She opened up to him about being a divorcee after marrying her high school sweetheart when she was like 18. And then he got her this bracelet with an engraving that said, my heart is and always will be yours.
Aww.
So they're like locked in.
Stop. That's cute.
Trevor tells Chelsea that he loves her and she never says about it because she's hung up on her connection with Jimmy.
Tough.
And here is the thing. Jimmy is so lukewarm about her because Jimmy is also in a love triangle with two other girls, Chelsea and Jessica.
Oh my God.
When I tell you the drama is drumming.
Okay, so they're all just like liking each other right now? Is that
everybody is in a love triangle. Okay.
Bro.
And I thought Jimmy and Jessica were going to end up together because they seem to have like a solid bond. But then Jimmy's like, no. And he proposes to Chelsea, right?
Oh.
And there's lots of speculation on his choice. Fans thought he would end up with Jessica because they had a good connection. And they're thinking it's probably because she's a mother. She has a 10-year-old daughter.
Mm.
And Jimmy was like, oh, that's not a deal breaker. But if you watch the clip,
it's a deal breaker for him.
It looks like it's a deal breaker for him,
yeah.
Right?
He was like, I'm trying to get with somebody that doesn't have kids yet.
Yeah, so they're thinking it's either because of that or because Chelsea is allegedly a Megan Fox doppelganger.
I was just looking at that, actually, and to be honest, from the front, I don't see it. From her side profile, I feel like I do see it a little bit.
Yes, the viral Megan Fox comment. This was sick. Okay, this was sick.
Sick and twisted.
Yeah. While in the pods, Chelsea says that people tend to tell her she looks like Megan Fox. And she clarifies it's only because she has dark hair and blue eyes and that she doesn't personally see it. I can see it.
I can see it too. I mean,
she has the feature. She has the dark hair. She has the blue eyes. And it's very much striking in the same way Megan Fox is striking. And I even think if she had like hair that was just slightly darker, it would even be more telling.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jimmy, he's obviously impressed. He's like, well, can I marry you now? Like, he is into this Megan Fox kind of thing, right?
Aw, Jimmy be really liking her.
Because she looks like Megan Fox.
Yeah, I'm looking at Jimmy right now, and he's average.
Anyways, people also had a lot of thoughts on Chelsea not choosing Trevor. And this was because Trevor was super duper smitten with her, and he had a genuine connection with her. And also, Chelsea was Trevor's number one. And Jimmy was very much lukewarm. Jimmy was very much torn between two girls. And even Trevor was like, oh, well, if I proposed to you first, would you have chosen me? And she cannot say no. Like, she doesn't even acknowledge the question because the answer was probably yes.
Well, honestly, she looks like she would be with Trevor.
Honestly, they seem really cute together.
Mm-hmm.
But don't know.
But she ends up with Jimmy? Is that what?
Yeah. She ends up with Jimmy.
Interesting.
And people are like, Chelsea, she seems very insecure. She admits to being very insecure because she's used to, as everyone is, you know. Yeah, she's used to being guys being mean to her and uninterested. And her insecurity becomes more apparent when they leave the pods because she's constantly asking for reassurance, which I don't think is a problem, but it does end up being kind of a problem for Jimmy. He's like, you're too clingy.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of rough. So the speculation is that she chose Jimmy because she enjoyed being chased and eventually chosen by a man who had another woman in his line of sight, right? She wanted to feel like a winner.
Like is what, validated. Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, well, I was the one he chose. Like, he wanted me and not her. Like, that's what they're getting at or people are thinking because she seems to be kind of insecure. So maybe
I can see that.
She felt assured and just felt better about herself being chosen and, like, winning, like, the battle, right?
Yeah.
Well, whether that's true or not, I don't know. That's just what it looks like and how it was really televised. You know what I mean? It's like portrayed as that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I guess it doesn't really matter because apparently Trevor had a girlfriend the whole time he was on the show.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well,
wow,
I will say, the plot thickens. I will say it seems to be like a troll online because it was just really convenient timing for this girl to pop out and be like, oh, well, actually
he has a girlfriend. Yeah. Like, what?
But if it is real, that's just so crazy.
That is kind of twisted, not gonna lie. Especially if you're on a dating show to get married. What?
Yeah.
So this girl that he allegedly is dating, right, off the show, like not on the show. This is just some random girl on the side.
Yeah, wow. She just came out and was like, well, actually, we've been together the whole time.
And so this man has been hypothetically lying to everyone.
Yeah. I personally think it's fake.
It sounds kind of fake.
She posted these text message threads and they just seem very much like not real.
Yeah, that doesn't seem, I don't know, because I think that's too elaborate for somebody to lie about. You know what I mean? Like, you have to lie about not being in a relationship, not, you know, having any connections with anybody else. Like, I want to be in a long-term relationship. Yeah, no, all of that is just, it seems too much.
It seems that way, but he's not the only one who is apparently in a relationship.
Oh, shoot.
But we'll get into that.
All right.
We'll get into that. Back to Jimmy and Chelsea, though. It's looking rough, okay?
Yeah.
So they meet each other. They see each other for the first time after they get engaged.
She said, yikes.
He said, yikes.
Oh!
Because
what?
He's expecting Megan Fox, right?
Girl, it's... She's not going to be just an exact replica. Like, who does he think he is?
I don't know. These men
are ballsy, bro.
He literally misspoke in his little confessional. He was like... He was trying to say that he was very sure about his feelings for Chelsea. And he says Jessica's name. He was like, either way, I'm really sure about how I feel about Jessica.
No.
And then he's like, I mean, Chelsea. Yeah, but
that's awkward.
After they meet each other for the first time and they see each other in person for the first time, he makes a point to say that Chelsea, quote, definitely lied about her appearance.
What?
But he's like, oh, it's not a deal breaker, though. He said, quote, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. I am very attracted to her. I can work with that.
I can work with that. These men, bro.
Oh my God.
I'm gagged too. Let me tell you, what was she saying to him that was making him think that she was just like this freaking... She's pretty.
She's
not ugly.
She literally admitted, she was like, I don't personally see it. It's just because I have dark hair and blue eyes.
Yeah,
so I don't know why.
He took that little Megan Fox
with it.
Thing
he
to heart, you know? That was his fault.
Yeah.
That was none of her fault.
It's pretty rough. And
wow.
When they meet for the first time, he doesn't seem very excited. He, instead of being like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to finally see you and blah, blah, blah. He's like, you know, I almost left this morning. I almost went home. I'm just like, why would you?
What? Why are you admitting that?
Like, you're meeting your fiance for the first time.
I wanted to go home. Like,
yeah.
What?
So I can actually understand why she feels unassured and insecure.
Yeah.
And that's not the only thing that he does. That's like, what are you doing, bro? So apparently, after they get out and they get their phones back, he found a photo of Jessica, who was the other girl in the love triangle. He tried to follow her on social media.
Oh.
She didn't accept it, so he took his follow request back and set his profile to private.
Bro, does this man not know that women are quite literally the FBI? That they can find that he has done this, that he's followed, unfollowed? Like, come on now.
Yeah.
He's not being careful enough
if he's going to
do that.
I don't know if Jessica told Chelsea that, but that was definitely a point where I was like, Jesus Christ.
I would.
Yeah. And then, like I said, Jimmy was like, you're too clingy, because Chelsea was like, at one point, she was like, you haven't kissed me all day. Ooh. And he was like, well, I gave you a kiss on the cheek this morning.
That's not what? The same thing. Not the same thing.
Yeah. And then there's like the new episode, like teaser. It showed Chelsea confronting Jimmy. And she was like screaming at him and accusing him of sleeping with somebody. And we don't know who, but she's like, you cheated. You effed her. And
oh.
Like, the drama.
The drama. It was so intense.
Yeah. So that's essentially the drama in the dating show world right now. It's going, especially the Megan Fox comment, that has been going super viral with people on TikTok, like photoshopping her face onto Megan Fox's face and be like, look, she was literally right. And I can see it. I can see
it. Yeah.
But the reason I wanted just to talk about this today is because I feel like this opens a bigger conversation on like dating shows.
Yeah.
And this style of reality television in general. And I just want to know, like, what are your thoughts on it? Do you think this is harmful? Do you think this is productive? Like, tell me about it.
I definitely don't think it's productive. I just think I know what producers do nowadays. They really just do things to get people's reactions and to use it as entertainment. This is not like the producers wanting to put them together because they want to see them happy. Mm-hmm. It's the fact of they want to see a reaction, they want to make money, and they think that these people are going to be the best and drama filled, and so that's why they're using them. And I think that is horrible because it's just a whole money scheme, and I hate to see that for people that maybe genuinely do want to find somebody that they love, you know? And like, yeah, that's, it's just like a whole rabbit hole of things that are just wrong with this world.
I also think with Love is Blind specifically, the fact that they're getting like 4 hours of sleep, they're living off of like, they're drinking alcohol all day.
That is horrible.
And they're, it's like, they create an environment that is so just not good.
Yeah, no, that is horrible.
So, I feel like it brings out the worst in people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they get the drama. But I'm like,
and again, that's what they want. They want them to bring out the worst inside and show it so they can show it on TV. So they can record it, put it on TV, and make the most money, because that's why this is so hot right now. And it's getting so much media coverage. And so that is, I mean, exactly what they were trying to go for.
Yeah, it works.
It works way too well. They're making millions off of people that are basically fighting with each other and causing their own drama.
Yeah. I think it's also really interesting in the sense that they're pushing a very romanticized image of love and relationships that's really toxic and even like abusive in some cases. Like when you look at these reality television shows, these dating shows, it's like these guys and girls are like manipulative and they're mean, and nobody has any sense of responsibility, and it's a lot of immaturity. And my concern with that comes to the fact that a lot of people, this is like their main resource when it comes to identifying what relationships look like outside of like immediate family and friends. And that's really bad when it reaffirms these really harmful like gender stereotypes and expectations for romance in general. And like you said, the whole point of these things is to milk the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is also the fact that it completely like disrespects the concept of commitment.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Because tell me, how can people who have known each other for a maximum of 10 days create like a stable, good, healthy relationship strong enough to get married?
They can't. And that I feel like is the whole point, which is so sad to see. It just makes the whole like statistic of being divorced even stronger.
I mean, I think you're exactly right. A lot of viewers, a lot of young viewers especially, they're living vicariously through these contestants and through these people on television. And it's kind of hard not to replicate or even reproduce these harmful behaviors in their own real life relationships with other people and their interpersonal relationships. And it's bad.
It is bad.
It sets
it's
them up
so
for
bad.
Failure.
It
like,
does.
I'm sorry. These contestants, especially when they're put in these really specific not applicable to the real world at all environments, mm-hmm. these are the worst people to set as an example for
yeah,
love.
Yeah, 100%. And I feel like a lot of shows are like this now. And so, you know, the younger generations are taking that and kind of building it in their own way and putting it into their own lives. And that's just so sad. It's so sad to see. And I know that it's not just dating shows that do this either. It's a lot of different shows yeah. where children are watching them and taking these actions from shows and incorporating them into their own lives.
Yeah. And most media in general, the way they portray mm-hmm. romance and relationships, it is just not good.
It's not. And I feel like that ruins just any hope of... You know,
it definitely damages the perception of how love and relationships yes. are supposed to work.
Yes.
All that being said, though, I can't say I'm not going to watch dating shows. Like I said, I love a little bit of Love Island. I love the drama. I really do. I just think it's really important to be aware and mm-hmm. conscious of the fact that this is not real life.
No, this is it's a reality TV show. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Like, this is so far from what the real world and real relationships
yes.
should look like. And I think if you can get past that, these are really enjoyable.
No, I agree, because they are so enjoyable to watch just because of how it all breaks down and how you basically are just watching people fight over each other and like cause drama. And it's kind of like you want the drama, but you don't want it in your life. So you
exactly.
watch it in other people's lives and it's okay. And it's entertaining, exactly what they're trying to do. And I
love when I could focus on somebody else's drama. Like,
yes,
I love drama
yes.
when it doesn't have to deal with me. It's entertaining. I can't help it.
Yeah,
guys, I can't help
yeah.
it.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But when it comes down to it, you just have to realize that that is not real life.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, you don't want that in your real life.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
no.
That is all staged. And like, that is something that needs to stay within the stage. That's all
exactly.
I gotta say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess when it comes down to it, my hot take is, are dating shows harmful? Objectively, yes. Does that mean you can't enjoy them and consume them in a way that's not harmful? I think so.
Yeah.
I think if you have that level of maturity, you can enjoy these shows without, I don't know, emulating the behaviors in your real interpersonal connections and relationships. But overall, I think they're pretty bad. Even like content-wise, they're pretty bad. Like, they're not like good shows in general, but something about them, I'm just going to eat them up every time.
Yeah, I was going to say my hot take is most definitely they're very enjoyable to watch. And you have to realize that these people, they apply to be part of these shows. Like,
or they're scouted.
Yes. So it's not like they are unaware of what is happening. And so really, they're also trying to make money as well, because they obviously get paid to be on this show.
I don't know if they get paid, but they definitely get like...
Yeah, they get something.
They get that social recognition.
Right.
A lot of people, I know for Love Island, if you do well enough in the show, you get brand deals.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
you
yeah.
become like a
and
sponsor.
And then that makes you money.
Yeah,
yeah,
then that makes you money. You're getting flued out.
Right. So like in my hot take, I just believe that these people are doing what they want to do, and that is perfectly fine. And we just all have to realize that that's just not real life
yeah.
and that we can watch it for entertainment, but we don't really need to implement that into our lives as regular humans.
Well said. Well said.
Yes.
I think that's about it for today then.
Yeah.
This has been Chanel
and Daylin,
and those were our hot takes.
Yes.
Until next time.